Only one politician drew chants at the California Democratic Party convention last weekend without actually being there. Self-proclaimed Bernie-crats have quickly become a new, rowdy left wing of the party, and their disruptive protests and recent gains in party elections have gotten the attention of Democratic leaders.
You guys have had a pretty damn good day.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom openly courted them in his bid for governor, while outgoing party chairman John Burton grew frustrated when their chants for single-payer health care drowned out speakers.
Sit the f*** down, please. Very pleased with sugar on it. Thank you.
Democratic Party leaders and longtime operatives worry that these new activists don't recognize their progressive credentials, such as passing a $15 minimum wage, aggressive climate change mandates, and tight gun laws, while winning every statewide office. Burton, a famously liberal lawmaker himself, argues they lack perspective.
The world started when they woke up in the morning.
Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon praises their involvement with a caution.
Hearing, you know, different voices across the spectrum is a good thing. We do have to be also careful, too, that individuals don't, you know, set a litmus test of who's holier or purer than the other. And that's not who we are.
But many Bernie-crats, such as newly elected party delegate Patrick Wise, say a hard line is necessary.
There's no difference between a corporate Republican and a corporate Democrat, except on social issues.
And the movement is led by the hardline California Nurses Association.
What kills me is that the California legislators actually think they're progressive.
Executive Director Roseanne DeMauro made this promise.
Consensus for consensus state is over. We've lost, and we're going to win. We're going to win, and we're going to move this movement, Bernie-crats, nurses, and all the progressive Democrats. We're going to move this movement across the nation. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of a very polite way to say that.
Democratic political strategist and party consultant Steve Maviglio.
The thing that concerns me is that when they don't get their way, so to speak, they act like petulant children and walk out of the room or kick sand in the sandbox, and I think that's very dangerous for the party.
Maviglio and Republican strategist Mike Madrid both suggest a parallel to how the Tea Party has pushed the GOP to the right.
It has been so consumed by its extremist element, it could no longer compete in the middle, and it left that for the Democrats.
Madrid says California Republicans now could regain ground.
No question an opportunity for the party out of power when the party in power starts to be consumed by its extreme wings. And make no mistake, this is an extremist movement. To suggest that somehow the California legislature is moderate is almost a frightening notion.
Delegate Howa Russell says her Bernie-crats also see an opportunity, especially after their candidate for party chair lost only narrowly at the convention.
We've had a huge voice up here, and such a close win like that actually pushes us to move forward to see, because we know that we do have a voice.
Bernie-crats, establishment Democrats, and Republicans will be watching how far left that voice will shift the party. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.